Welcome back. You're listening to the Healthy Aging Show.
There's such a vitality. There's so much light. It's so engaging. You stick with the entire film for the whole time.
It's true because everybody's got their own story, and it's like I cast these 50 artists, and I couldn't have done a better casting session in my life because everybody was so different.
I kept saying, and then what happened? And then what happened? Because you're connecting so often. There's a reflection back with a life experience, and you're following a storyline, so you want more.
But what's interesting, you're not just dealing and learning about their art, you're learning about their philosophy of life.
Yes, you do.
And what has motivated them. Now, there were a few people that had not been artists of note in their earlier life, and they picked up art in their 60s, and they realized that this is something that they had great talent with, and they've done nothing but excel at it. So it's like they've morphed into another career, and we're at that point in time where people didn't have this opportunity to do as much in later life as they do now because we didn't live that long.
There was one artist that commented that she had been artistic and when she had her children was the catalyst to continue with her art. Very often families will say, well, after the children are gone, but it gave her the confidence to continue on with what she enjoyed doing so much.
Yes, I was just going to mention that when you did, that it when their families moved out, that gave them an opportunity. Oh my gosh. I have a talent, isn't it?
It gave them the opportunity. It also filled a void.
Yes, it did.
Because how many people go from this busy schedule of managing a family and a career to all of a sudden being retired and an empty nester, and you looked at each other and said, oh, who are you? Or what are you doing here? Aren't you supposed to be someplace?
I left that film thinking about, I have no artistic ability whatsoever. Martin and I were talking before we started this discussion, and I get paper and pens. I love to get artist stuff and collect it. But I think we regular folk who don't have talent can find that joy in the other ways we express ourselves, be it out with a gardening project or some other maybe hobbies that we can draw enjoyment from.
Right.
It's an inspiration.
Art takes a lot of different forms. Now, you said, Martin, when we first sat down that you're not an artist. And I said, of course you're an artist. You create films. You created this film. That's an art. And if you're a gardener, isn't the composition of your garden an art? Aren't you critical of what you've done? So I've got a note here. There is no retiring from art.
You're right.
You take it right to the end with you.
Well, in my case, my garden outside looks like the Williamsburg Gardens, but that's quite fictional.
Williamsburg of 200 years ago, untended?
No. Not even close.
Well, there's also a really important element of keeping life alive because it really helps people with a longevity, a quality of life as they grow older. And few people realize that they have this talent. And it's so much fun for them to go out and do their art with, my gosh, my friends are doing it too. And you can add 5-7 years to their life.
Well, you know, you said something earlier on about the archive and the ability to be able to, or the need for an artist to be able to have a history that people can see because you're doing it for your satisfaction, but also you're doing it for the recognition from others.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that is available to everybody. Everybody has accomplishments in life, and we've talked about memorializing someone's life while it's still possible. And even if it seems to be a mundane life, there's so much that happened that is lost when that person, when that chain is broken. So even if it's more run-of-the-mill of keeping a diary or keeping a record of what you did, that can be passed on too to other family members. And there's a thread that runs through your life and attaches to those that came before you and then those that follow.
I like to know why it's important to the individual. I'm always curious as to the catalyst out as opposed to my perception of meeting them in the outside. And I think you address so much of that with your film, the ingredients and the mosaic that came together for that artist.
Well, it's very important. It's as much important to us as it is to them. So that's why we, at the end of the documentary itself, we decided to make our own archives. And that is this. We took every single artist and we gave them, it's a whole complete, I call them archives, made up of 50 DVDs, double double-sided, and one side of the DVD for each person is an interview with them. How did they get started? How did they, more than that's on the documentary. You can only do so much for the documentary. And then on the other side of the archive is them in their studio as we shoot them working in their trade, how they do this and how they do that. And so we have about 20 minutes of an interview and about 20 to 30 minutes of them in their studio. Put them all together into 50 different boxes. And these boxes, lovely looking boxes, I mean, lovely set of 100 DVDs. And they are now at every single Westport school. They are at the library.
Oh, they are, because you've got us hooked.
You got them at
the
Historical Society. Every
did you get one over to the Senior Center?
They sure have one.
Good. Now, when is the documentary, Years in the Making, going to be aired on Connecticut Public Television?
Yes. Interesting you should mention that, because I got a call yesterday from some, I won't mention their names, but they're people that really have an interest in showing this. Don't you have a date yet? Well, we're working with another nameless person up at CPTV. And she said, we want to wait till October when it's not a viewing audience. It's a viewing audience. And when we feel the right amount of people, then we're going to air it. And I said, well, why don't you start putting it on your listings? How about that? It's coming up. And it has been going slow until yesterday. So by today, we should have nailed down the specific date. Then it will take it to the other PBS stations around the country and sell them to other smaller venues around the country. So they will also have a chance.
So this will be, Connecticut will be a catalyst for this.
And
I was just so amazed by what you did and the content of it, that it's not regional. It's got applications nationally, and everybody can relate to this. We'll be right back.